Israel has approved the use of sniper fire against Palestinian stone throwers in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. Israel's attorney general approved the plan after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged him to take harsher measures against rock throwers. Previously, Israeli police were only allowed to use rubber bullets to disperse protesters. Netanyahu also warned there will be significant fines for minors who throw stones at Israeli forces. The Jerusalem District Court has charged four Palestinian teenagers with throwing stones at Israeli security forces in the past 2 months. Activist and journalist Ramzi Barood gives us his take on Israel's plan to use snipers against Palestinian stone throwers.
As far as Netanyahu's government is concerned right now, you have these right-wing elements, the ultra-nationalist elements, which kind of really moved from the fringe of Israeli political class into the center. Now they are mainstream Israel politicians. And now they are really kind of influencing Netanyahu's thinking as far as the need, from their point of view, to annex Al-Aqsa Mosque, Haram al-Sharif, and to kind of end the status quo. And this is why they have been, since last Sunday, creating all these provocative acts, trying to get Palestinians to fight back and to use that as an opportunity to push for new laws and regulations. And one of them is this latest that is pushed by Prime Minister Netanyahu, where Attorney General Yehuda Weinstein finally approved the use of sniper rifle fire on protesters. And by the way, this is really the first time in international law history where they are faced with this question, where a country, supposedly a democratic country, is actually calling for or allowing the use of sniper rifles against Palestinian stone throwers who are mostly young people.